Gerald offers an evening libation and Mountjoy thinks a sparkling water might be nice. They proceed to Gerald's holy sanctum where Mountjoy takes up position across the table and prepares his unholy assault by extracting a powder blue envelope from his blazer and laying it symbolically on the table between them. It begins. Mountjoy flings all the old accusations.
You are too close to your opposite number, codenamed Swan, in Moscow. Your fertile imagination smelled a rat in your department that wasn't there.
There was a leak, Sir Clive. It was confirmed.
Confirmed? Mountjoy repeats, testing the word. Yes, by Swan. Well, of course, we should trust his every word.
Every communication with Swan, Gerald protests, thinking he can still smell the rat, and it is grinning wickedly at him from behind its sparkling water. In and out went via the chain of command, via your desk, Clive.
Sir Clive waves it away like a fly. You got too close.
But Swan hated Mother Russia. Still does, probably. Hates Putin, anyway.
You were cosy. You made us vulnerable.
Hence my premature retirement?
But Mountjoy is moving on. Note the powder blue envelope edging towards Gerald across the table.
The transcripts of your imagination, Gerald. Everything you heard, earwigging your neighbours.
A brief glance over Gerald's head at the sloping roof beyond the fence.
Well, look then.
Gerald looks. His words, his neighbour's words, neatly typed in courier font. A separate paragraph for each entry.
What are the numbers?
Page numbers, from a book. Fiction, actually.
What?
Your neighbours are rehearsing a play. Simon in admin spotted it, recognised some of the lines as springing from the mind of one David Cornwell, also known as John le Carré, from his novel The Russia House. Seems your village thespians are performing it next month. We've established that without too much effort, without chopping into the budget, lucky for you.
But it doesn't make sense.
It does make bloody sense, Gerald. It's another of your flights of fancy. Your neighbours are not Russian sleepers. They are not Moscow plants. They are just your neighbours.
But Sir Clive, these aren't lines. Look, where's Put the Kettle on, Love? Or Have You Washed My Pants Today? Why didn't I hear those words?
Mountjoy wets his lips with sparkling water.
Those words were there, Gerald. Why you chose not to hear them is rather in keeping with your imagination. It's time you settled into your retirement. Stop eavesdropping. Stop spying. Are you listening now?
Gerald is not listening. He is seeing. Two opposing forces are at work. Just as the slow smile tilts the corner of Gerald's lips, it drains from Mountjoy's.
You're amused. Your situation doesn't look all that funny from my end.
Apologies, just my foolishness.
Well, be a fool. Just don't make fools of us. It's dangerous.
And with his last shot fired, Mountjoy rises.
Keep the transcript. Frame it on the bloody mantelpiece.
But Gerald has no such intentions. Alone with a biro, he begins noting the page numbers on the back of the blue envelope. The highest page number is 26. Every utterance from his neighbours is a paragraph in Le Carré's book. The corresponding page number represents a letter of the alphabet. His neighbours are speaking to him. Or someone is. 5 minutes and he has an envelope scribbled with nonsense. Blinking, he realises the code is in reverse. 1 is Z, 2 is Y, 3 is X, and so on. Another 5 minutes, and he has it.
Hello, old friend. I miss our games. A favour from me to you.
That favour that Swan has bestowed upon him is a date, next Wednesday, together with a time and a place. It's all Gerald needs. After another gin for courage, he picks up his mobile. And a week passes. No one gets back to him. He wasn't expecting it. He has to pick over the bones in Thursday's Guardian, and the details are sparse. Sir Clive Mountjoy, head of Russia Department at Her Majesty's Government Communications, was apprehended at 10:30 on Wednesday morning in Regent's Park, London, in a government operation. It is thought that Sir Clive will face charges of spying as a possible Moscow agent.
Got you.
Gerald raises his gin in a silent, steady toast to Swan.